Well, yet again, I get another 10 minutes of audio boo goodness. This is audio boos. And of course, Ian Kath, at Ian Kath, will know exactly what I'm talking about. Something that I'm particularly good at, that I don't do enough of, regrettably, is writing. I really enjoy writing. I enjoy using words like throwing stars, arrows in a quiver, darts sometimes, maybe even basketballs, or baseballs, or bowling balls. I think you're getting the picture. It's something that I really enjoy doing, and I don't do enough of it. I don't really realize how much I enjoy doing it until I'm told by people who read my various musings and missives and tell me that they enjoy reading my stuff, and why don't I do more of it, or why don't I encapsulate it in a kind of more formalized structure? I don't have an answer for them when they ask me those questions. It's been known, of course, for those who know me well, that I've done quite a bit of writing in my short career. I've done different types of writing. I've done some journalism. I've done some intellectual pieces. I've done some opinion pieces. When I was living in Europe, I used to do a tremendous amount of blogging, both across three platforms I was communicating, whether it was actual writing, whether it was video blogging, or whether it was audio pieces. I was doing quite a lot of opinionizing, if I can say it like that, opining. Ever since I moved back to Canada 3 years ago, I really haven't done too much of the writing stuff. I've had about a couple of years of video blogging, and now, again, I'm kind of weaving back and forth between the various media. I'm doing a bit of audio, a bit of writing, a bit of, you know, I haven't done any video in quite some time, since more than a year I haven't done any video. So what I'm trying to say is, it doesn't really dawn on me what I have in that skills department until people who have read me or know me say, why don't you do more of that? What is stopping you? What happened? Where is the blockage? Why don't you continue? Things of that sort. Those are the questions that I'm fielding nowadays from people when it comes to the writing department. I have many, many, many ideas. There's many things I want to do. There are intelligent ideas, and there are ideas that have some legs, and there are some ideas that are completely nonsensical. I find myself being overwhelmed when I have a motivation to do some serious writing by ideas that really don't have a lot of legs. I could probably spend a full day, maybe two, and maybe even a week writing these various things down, and then realizing that I'm not that excited about the topic. Yes, I've said that correctly. I have that kind of skill where I could get really attracted to a particular idea or topic and just not really want to continue beyond a week. Some of the ideas that you get involved with are like that. You'll get excited about them for the course of a week, and then you pretty much said everything that you possibly want to say within that period of time. Now, in that week's period, you could do a shitload of writing. And if you have like a 3,000 a word day clip, and that was easy for me to do back in the days when I was writing very extensively, over the course of the week, that's a 15,000 page piece of whatever. I don't want to call it a piece of shit or a manuscript. It's just something that can be fashioned, honed, or shaped into something more substantial and elaborate. And with that amount of words, there's a lot you can fashion. You know, there's a lot you can do. But sometimes after 15,000 words, I've exhausted the topic, and there's nothing else that I want to say about it. Sometimes it happens like that, honestly, I kid you not. And I just haven't really, in the time that I've been living back in Canada, in the 3 years plus that I've on or off, because there have been other projects that have intervened, in the 3 years plus that I've been back in Canada, I just really haven't gone past the 15,000 words stage. That's what I'm going to refer to it as. I haven't really gotten past the 15,000 word stage. I'm too busy thinking about other things that I want to implement. I'm too busy concentrating on other stuff that's distracting me, life stuff. And frankly speaking, after talking to people that have read my various works, it's just a bunch of bunk. It's really a bunch of BS. And frankly speaking, again, it's really a bunch of freaking excuses. It's just a bunch of excuse making. Nothing gets done unless you sit down and get it done. Shit that you write out in first draft format doesn't become something good until you actually get that fucker out in first draft format. If you don't have the perspective to put it out at least in a shitty first draft, nothing could possibly come out of it. And that's the truth. I'm the first person to know that. And so why don't I take my own advice? I don't know. I've done a fuckload of writing in my career. I honestly can say that. Stuff that I've finished maybe is much less than the stuff that I've put out. But I've put out a shitload of stuff. I kid you not. I've done tons of drafts. I have firsts and second drafts of screenplays that I haven't touched after writing them for the first time. Now, people that are looking to be critical could say that I don't know how to finish the shit that I start. But I think it goes more back to what I was saying about the 15,000 words. If I don't have a full-on erection, yes, I said that. If I don't have a full-on hard-on for the stuff that I want to write about, there's no use continuing. Because every single additional sentence or phrase that I'm going to write in respect of that topic is going to be crud. It's going to be absolute rubbish. And it's going to be scrapped anyway. So what's the point of continuing on with something that is not really that good, that you're going to eventually have to look into a second or third time anyway? Are you understanding the confusion here? Because I'm certainly confused after talking for almost 8 minutes. I'm a bit confused in terms of what I'm trying to say. I guess I'm looking for a public justification to carry on with something that has value. You know, something, not to compare myself to this person, but, you know, something they said about Hemingway. You know, after For Whom the Bell Tolls and some of his great works that he was writing when he was living in France, and Death in the Afternoon, and he got back to the States, of course, where he ended up killing himself, he didn't really write anything that had any sort of serious balls, except The Old Man and the Sea, of course, which he won, if I'm not mistaken, he won the Pulitzer for. Except for that, he hadn't really done anything of value. Have I reached the apogee of my writing talent and skills? I have no fucking idea. All I know is I'm one fucking clusterfucked writer that hasn't delivered a manuscript of any value in many months, and many people over the period of those several months have asked me what the fuck I am doing in that period of time. And why haven't I produced something of value? That's what I want to talk about. If you're a fucking writer, then write. If you're a painter, then paint. If you're a fucker, then, well, you know what to do. And I just haven't been living up to my promise. So I thought I would share that with you, seek some commiseration, pats on the back, some serious fucking strokage, and maybe like a couple of hosannas, a coke and a smile, and maybe I'll shut the fuck up and I'll just do what I'm supposed to do. My name is Adam Daniel Mizay. Google that and check me out. What the fuck is my name, bitch? Adam Daniel Mizay. Thank you very much, and good fucking night.